Colin, how would you assess your play today?
I think we did pretty well. We got a W.
How about yourself? Are you pleased with the way you played today?
Yeah, I wish I had a few throws back, a few different decisions, but overall, yeah.
Tell us just what happened on the 50-yard touchdown run, how it came about.
The end crash had a great block by Garrett Sellett coming around the corner. Great fake by LaMike and a great block by Crabb and cleared it up.
LaMichael kind of, talk about him a little bit. Does he kind of open things up for you with his speed and everything?
I mean, he's a great player, very shifty, very fast, so he opens up a lot of things for this offense.
How natural does that feel, you know, you with your background and that sort of offense and LaMichael as well? How have you guys been able to click without a whole lot of practice time?
I think it's something we're both very comfortable with, so it doesn't take a whole lot for us to practice that.
Talk about your struggles in the first half, like how long it took you to really get it going.
We just had a few bad third downs where we didn't convert, things like that, but we knew we had a good game plan. We knew we had good plays. We just had to go out and execute.
You feel like you had the Moss touchdown there on the throwback. Did that feel like that was going to be made?
It was a play we thought we were going to have six on, just didn't come up with.
Cap, can you talk a little bit about your comfort level now compared to the beginning of the season and maybe even when you got drafted?
I think my comfort level is about the same as the beginning of the season. I've been comfortable this whole season with everything. Compared to last year, I think I'm a lot more comfortable, more so with the offense than what defenses are doing. Our offense has a lot of volume, and that's something that just takes a little bit of time.
With the speed of the game, too, is the game slowing down for you at all, or has that always been at this?
I guess you could say it's slowing down. I mean, I've been comfortable this year, so things kind of look the same.
Colin, in these four starts, have you seen any defensive wrinkles that you haven't been ready for?
Defenses always do different things to our offense, to different formations, things like that. That's just part of playing defense. They're going to scheme us up.
What did the Dolphins do today that maybe you haven't seen from the Rams last week or the Saints the week before?
Well, you really can't compare it. They're completely different defenses, different schemes, so... It's like comparing apples and oranges.
Do you get a greater appreciation for Frank Gore now being on the field? It seemed like
yes, a lot greater appreciation. I always knew Frank was a great running back. Being out there on the field and seeing some of the cuts he makes and how he protects in pass protection, I don't think there's another back like him in this league.
You talk about the game on the field, off the field. Between the games, everything you do now, whether it's your turtle or anything else that happens, seems to be news. How are you adjusting to all of that?
I'm not. I don't pay attention to it. I'm focused on football. I'm focused on trying to win games.
The W is important, but are there any other things that you judge yourself by statistically? Are there things you look at, third down conversions, turnovers, what are the things that you're focusing on?
Obviously, you don't want to turn the ball over. For me, it's... Should I have made a different decision on the play? Should I have made that throw? Things like that. That's what I really base my performance off of.
About the fumble there a little bit? Or?
Yes, the fumble and the throw to Crabb on the going in. I sailed it a little bit, and those are two things that stand out right now.
Colin, were you surprised that you had so much room on the 50-yard scamper?
A little bit. I was.